Blog Talk Radio. The studio with Linus on this Wednesday, first Wednesday of September. All the little kids that went back to school, I sure hope so. It's quiet in the neighborhood, huh? Anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. In the studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. Well, today's show is going to be about rant and rage. And one of those is going to be CeeLo. So we've got a guest caller, and I'm going to bring him in right after I do my entertainment news and the sports. And we're going to talk about CeeLo. We're going to talk about the 1,100 missing children in England, talk a little bit about the Ebola cure, also the horoscopes for September. And let's see what else. And we might even talk about Iceland with their lava eruptions going on. So we got a full plate today, folks. I want you to stay tuned because we are going to bring it today. All right, so first off, we're going directly to entertainment news. So let's see what's going on there. Well, Nick Cannon has been given his marching papers, y'all. Shut up or suffer severe financial consequences. Cannon let it be known last week that he and wife singer Mariah Carey have separated. Like that was something new. In doing so, he angered his estranged wife, Carey, 44. You know, he's 33. They're 11 years apart. Feels humiliated. She has been able to keep their troubles under wraps all the time. After 6 years and two twin babies, beautiful children, may I say, the marriage is over. Sources say Cannon is worried about Carrie's mental state and her self-destructive behavior. Yes, it's been known already that he needs to have full custody of the kids. That will probably come out a little bit later. He feels his estranged wife is a loose cannon who needs professional help. Carrie's latest music project flopped, and she is no stranger to weird behavior. In 2001, she was acting strange, and then she suffered an emotional and physical breakdown. Carrie blamed it all on exhaustion. Now with her career in crisis and a failed marriage, what will Carrie do? Her friends say she's in denial about her behavior, yes, and has been for years. Nick Cannon is going to get paid one way or the other, either a tell-all deal with the press or hush money from his soon-to-be ex. Now, while Cannon has been ordered to keep quiet, his camp is talking. In a thinly veiled social media message, Nick Cannon's dad was talking wives who lie, gain weight, and have abortions. Ooh. Ooh, ooh. Who is talking about Mariah Carey? Nick's dad says he wasn't talking about Carey, but woman, he knew. What? Stop playing, Dad. Stop clowning. You know damn well we all know you were talking about Mariah Carey. That's a problem. Nick, number one, you shouldn't have never got that tattoo across your back, Mariah. It's going to hurt like hell to take that shit off now. Number two, We all know that you're a good father, you're nurturing, you're loving, and all this with your children. Number three, we all know that Mariah Carey will not be a good mother, and that's what's worrying you. You want your children to grow up with both parents, but you know your wife is half cracked. Mariah ain't right. She may have a beautiful voice, but she's been nutty for a long time, and it's too bad that you didn't see that, but she married you in your 20s, so you were young and dumb and full of cum. Now you're mature and you see that, I know you love your children, but you might have waited to marry Mariah. So anyway, I wish you the very best. Your children are beautiful, and I hope you get full custody of your kids just like Usher did of his two sons. Thank you very much. You go on and do it, Nick. Everybody knows how she is. They know she's nutty just like Tom Cruise. Okay, Columbus Short is out of the jail following his recent arrest. The fired scandal star has been making headlines all year because of his reckless behavior and fights with his estranged wife, Tommy McCall. Now that he has been fired from Scandal, you dumbass, what will Short do? And can he turn his life and career around? Friends say he has a drinking problem and needs help. Bruh, get help. Get help. Hey. Everybody makes mistakes, and everybody deserves a chance. I know I called you a dumbass, but everybody deserves a chance. So I hope that you find a counselor or somebody that can help you work through your drinking problem and come out on the other end being the best actor that we've seen in a long time, okay? We're wishing you the best, Columbus. Well, Oprah Winfrey turns mean in her next movie role. Winfrey has joined the cast of the new Richard Pryor movie. Play Pryor's grandmother, the woman who raised Pryor and ran a whorehouse at the same time. Yes, y'all, mama was bad. She was a pimp from way back. She was also mean and abusive. Winfrey says Pryor had a complicated life, and it started with his troubled childhood and grandmother. The Mighty O says she looks forward to playing this character because it is so different from anything she has ever done. Actor-comedian Mike Epps will be playing Pryor. Y'all, he's perfect. Do you hear me? Mike Epps is the perfect comedian as well as actor to play Pryor. He'll be really good. Director Lee Daniels is directing the project. Filming gets underway in September. It's a reunion for Winfrey and Daniels, who last teamed up in the $100 million blockbuster The Butler. All right, well, The Voice returns to NBC for a seventh season on September 22nd. Blake Shelton, Adam Levine welcomes Pharrell and Gwen Stefani as this season's new panel of judges. Prince is coming out with two new projects for the fall. His solo project is called Artificial Age, and Plectrum Electrum is the CD with his group, Third Eye Girl. These are Prince's first new project, y'all, in 4 years, and set for release September 30th. All right. Well, Essence Magazine's annual Essence Festival will remain in New Orleans through 2019. The annual four-day event, which happens around the 4th of July, is a major attraction in New Orleans and brings in millions to the city's economy. If you get a chance to go, go. I mean, oh, my God, so many entertainers. And besides entertainers, they also have ministers there, and they also have people that are life coaches, folks that have wrote books. I mean, it's just an all-around fantastic, amazing festival. So if you get a chance, it is around the 4th of July, and you almost have to book in August for the following year. So just a little note to put in your pocket. Usher is about to embark on a new major tour. The Usher You Are experience will be traveling the States, then heading overseas. All right. Well, congratulations to you, Usher. Patti LaBelle is returning to TV. LaBelle is joining the cast of American Horror Story. It's fourth season. I love this show. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. The popular horror show airs on the FX cable network. Season 4 is set in the 1950s at a freak show carnival in Florida. LaBelle will play the mother of Gabby Sidbe's character. This season's cast also includes Neil Patrick Harris, singer Stevie Nicks, Jessica Lange, you know what time it is, Angela Bassett, she scared me, y'all, last season, and Miss Kathy Bates. Hello, somebody. Y'all better turn in and watch that. That is a good show. If you, yeah, just turn in. It's a good show because I was going to say it's human, it's spiritual, it's a little bit of everything. But Jessica Lange, Angela Bassett, and Kathy Bates, oh, yeah, you'll return and watch it the following week. Believe me, they are good. Well, singer-songwriter Tank is back with the new album, Stronger, which contains the hit single, You're My Star. Kindred, the family soul, is back with a new CD entitled A Couple of Friends. Steve Harvey has a new book coming out September 9th. Act Like a Success, Think Like a Success, and How to Succeed in Life. Steve Harvey kicks off a new season of his talk show September 8th, 2 p.m. on NBC. Well, let's see what else. Oh, and the last one is Gladiators. Your favorite show is coming back. Scandal returns Thursday, September 25th. Woo-woo! With 22 episode season. All right, on ABC and a new time at 9 p.m., folks. So remember that. September 25th, ABC, 9 p.m. Scandal creator Shonda Rhimes' latest show, How to Get Away with Murder, starring Viola Davis, debuts on that same premiere night at 10 p.m. Scandal is facing some tough competition this fall. CBS will be airing their new Thursday night football broadcast. Boo! But also on Channel 5 on NBC, they're going to be doing Blacklist, another show I love, love, love. So anyway, it's going to be good. That just shows you how good Shonda Rhimes is that they are competing like this. Okay, now we're going to go straight to sports because then we're going to go into all this news that we need to talk about. So, Major League Baseball, bottom of the ninth, we got the New York Mets 4, Miami 3. Top of the ninth, we've got Boston 1, New York Yankees 5. End of the seventh is Toronto 7, Tampa Bay 2. Bottom of the seventh, Kansas City 2, Texas 0. Bottom of the seventh, Los Angeles Angels 1, Houston 2. Bottom of the sixth, we got Milwaukee 2 and Chicago 6. Chicago White Sox in the bottom of the fifth, 3, but Minnesota got 5. Okay, now here's your finals for the MLB. Atlanta beat Philadelphia 7-4. Steelers beat Pittsburgh 1-0. Washington beat Washington 8, Los Angeles Dodgers 5. San Francisco 2, Colorado 9. Seattle Mariners beat the Oakland 2-1. And Cincinnati 0, Baltimore 6. And Cleveland 7, Detroit 0. All right. Now, for the NFL, you know we all waiting for tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m., Green Bay and Seattle Seahawks. Woo-hoo! This is our first game of the season. You know, all the rest were just exhibition to see what players we were going to keep and what players had to go. But anyway, that's tomorrow night. Sunday is New Orleans and Atlanta, but we'll be talking more about that on Saturday show at 9 p.m., the NFL that I do every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. I'm sorry, y'all. I wish the stations were over here, but it's only on the East Coast, so everybody hears me over there. They don't really know me, but they're learning about me. And I'm on the air with Dave, Gio, and Sam. And let me tell you, girlfriend is holding her own. All right, now, I'm there and aware. And talking about the NFL. All right. Well, with that, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, first up that we're going to talk about is Mr. CeeLo Green. Did I say that nasty enough? Because I sure was trying to. Okay, be right back with a quick break, okay? And this is my guy, Sam Smith. If you don't know who that is, he's a British scene sensational right now, and I love him dearly. So here you go. Stay with me.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at all understand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're
hey all out there, this is Maxwell. Our host Lennis is taking some time out, and I'm talking on her line for her. I hope you are all having a good time listening in. The call-in number is 646-727-2914, and we're talking about entertainment. Let's just get down to business. Mr. CeeLo. So, for most of us that have been fans of CeeLo Green and his work in the past, and then also when he was working on The Voice, he seemed to be very gregarious and very much into being a man's man and loving the women. Little did we know that he was insecure enough that he felt he needed to, air quote, dose a young girl with ecstasy, which caught up to him and got him in jail. Now, with the court case that has come, has taken the time and has come to case, he, from what I understand, he pled not guilty in the case. But then this past weekend, he made the really stupid mistake of making really bad Twitter comments about how, air quote, if a woman is unconscious, then it's not considered rape. To which everybody on the internet exploded, and he took the remarks down, and then today he was quoted as saying that the remarks were stupid and inappropriate. Obviously, this guy does not have a clue and really needs a lot of time, hopefully in a very small box someplace, to sit and think about his actions. Hopefully the young woman who went through the situation, honestly, getting money out of the court case, that's not the biggest deal. I hope that she does get some psychological help and that she is able to sit and talk with somebody about what happened. And in the end, lessons need to be learned. So it's hard to see stuff like this play out in public because people will side with CeeLo saying, oh, well, it's a man's thing. And people will side on the victim's side, and it'll be a public spectacle. And we shouldn't have that for a situation like this. But man, oh man, if I was in a room with him, he'd be walking out without testicles. That's all I got to say. So, if I can get
Maxwell,
Lena. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I had my mic off. Did you hear, you did hear the music though, right?
I heard the music.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just talking, and I'm like, Maxwell. I forgot to turn my mic back on. I'm bad girl. I want to read a little bit of the background on the situation, and then let's continue to talk about it. But for those people that are not aware, let me read a little bit. Singer CeeLo Green took to Twitter today, which was a few days ago, an attempt to define what rape is shortly after pleading no contest for charges that he slipped a woman ecstasy without her consent. In 2012, CeeLo Green attends a preliminary hearing for an ecstasy possession charge at the Clara Shortridge Foltz Criminal Justice Center in Los Angeles. The 39-year-old took to Twitter to defend himself, replying to users' comments on the case with a series of bizarre statements about rape. If someone is passed out, they're not even with you consciously, CeeLo Green said, adding, people who have been raped, remember. Going on, Green's lawyer argued the two had consensual relations, despite the woman's claim that she woke up in bed next to Green, was unsure of what happened that night before. Green faces one felony drug charge. Prosecutors claim of lack of evidence led to no rape charges being filed, but he was still sentenced to three years of probation plus 45 days of community service. The voice coach had also emphasized that he wasn't admitting guilt by making a no contest plea. Now, the update is Green's Twitter account was restored this morning with all of the offending tweets gone from the account. Though he had 2 million followers yesterday, he now has around 178,000, possibly due to restarting his account. Yeah, okay. September 2nd at 8:30. Another update, after an uproar over the tweets leading into Tuesday, Green's new reality show, The Good Life, was canceled. Yes! By CBS reported the rap. The show had six episodes. Excuse me. The last airing in June. Won't happen now, fucker. A network source told the site that the cancellation was due to low ratings. Now, you heard Maxwell earlier talking, so we'll continue it on, because I really became bombastic when I reported this on my Facebook page. So go ahead, Maxwell.
Well, I mean, the beginning part of it is when it first came out, that's when he was forced off The Voice because he was one of the judges on The Voice. And all of a sudden he stepped down. And it was literally within a week period of when he was arrested for what happened. So this was sort of the public's sight of what was going on. So now at this point, I mean, he got the show taken away from him. What I was saying on Facebook is that I hope this guy never has a record made, never gets a contract with anybody, and goes away. Because if this is his personality, if this is his true self that has come out, we don't need to see this.
No.
He just needs to go away where all bad people go.
Yes.
And it's so unfortunate because you look at somebody who you think has talent, and then they turn around and they have such dark secrets they're carrying for wherever it comes from psychologically. And like I was saying before, I hope to God this young woman that went through this is able to get some help out of it.
Most definitely. But, you know, I'm sure it's probably commonplace too, Maxwell, in that industry where they take things for granted. But I figure any time a man has done rape, you've done it before. It's just at this time that little fucker got caught, the little munchkin. I have no respect for him. I really don't, not at all. And, I mean, you understand why, and I understand, too, you know. But, in fact, I will say this, folks. I will have a book coming out here before the end of the year talking about rape, and I'll just leave it at that because when the book comes out, we'll definitely have a show. But anyway, getting back to CeeLo, yes, I just – and he pleaded no contest. I know Maxwell's probably read this. I put on my Facebook, how would you feel if this happened to your mother or your sister or even your daughter? He's got a daughter. I guess if somebody dropped something in her and raped her, you said, oh, it ain't that bad, baby. You know, you were out. You weren't raped.
Yeah.
Is that what you would tell your daughter?
Yeah. If you're in such an arrogant, self-centered, the world is my oyster kind of opinion of yourself, then I'm not shocked that that was his plea. Honestly.
Well, yeah, you can tell that he's quite arrogant just from the words, just reading his words. I mean, I've never been a CeeLo fan, so I guess he's a rapper or whatever, but even when he was on The Voice, because I didn't watch it all the time, but I wasn't impressed by him as I was of the other two.
He was in a duo band a few years ago, and I can't remember the name of the band, I'm sorry. And I liked it. He actually has a really good singing voice, not so much a rapping voice, but a singing voice. But it's not something that people are going to remember him by now. He is going to be remembered by this action that has happened. And it's not something that, oh, my God, I made this mistake. I'm going to try and fix it and change myself and help other people by it. It's, oh, well, it doesn't matter. And there's just confusion around. And then a few months later coming out and saying, oh, well, people just don't understand about this sort of action. And I'm like, I'm sorry, this is violence. It doesn't matter if it happens to a woman or it happens to a man, an adult or a child. Rape is violence, period, end of story. So he was violent towards this individual who – when it comes down to it, it's if you don't have control in the say of what happens to your own body, then that's a rape. That's a violent action against you, and it takes away your control. And that's what he wanted. He wanted to take away her control. And that's not what we need in the public eye. He needs to be dealt with. Hopefully.
Definitely.
Hopefully very well. Hopefully in a small box someplace, like I said.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when this happened over the weekend, I just was livid. I could not see straight. My eyes were crossed, and I wanted to bang my head on the wall. but I did it on my keyboard instead.
Well, you're not by yourself, because the sentence they gave him, that 3 years with probation and 45 days of community service, really? That's all you feel for that female is 3 years probation? Why? Because he's some celebrity? He is a human being that committed a travesty act toward another human being. Like you say, whether it's male or female, what the hell is probation? For that poor woman out there, she probably feels like there's no justice, and I definitely understand that shit. But there's no justice. Yeah. And because, you know, they're saying consensual, because probably when the young lady did go to report it, you know, the drugs were out of her system, and she probably had showered 1,000 times. So, yeah, there wasn't something that they could just forensically put their hand on. But I'm sure she wouldn't lie about it. She stood up for herself. She stood up. Because, Maxwell, you said this happened. Okay, it happened 2012, but you say that's when they released him from The Voice, was after this had happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, so it just now broke story where everybody is finding out about it. Well, maybe that the woman or young lady, whoever, came through and just said enough is enough, and she put him on blast. You know?
Yeah.
Besides, the other people, maybe her attorney found out too. But how ignorant is that? If you're drugged up on ecstasy or whatever that they put in those drinks, to knock your ass out, that's not rape? Oh, my God. Man, where did you get educated? That's not even a GED. That's not even a mentally challenged person, because a mentally challenged person would know that you're harming them. You know what I mean? Or that's not right what you're doing to me.
Well, and you can also say, look at it in the larger picture, that even though as a society we say rape is bad, rape is not acceptable, it's still, in a sense, is something that people do, men do. I say men as a majority technical number, because they say they can get away with it. I mean, look at the lacrosse team a few years back who raped a girl that came to a party. It was over on the East Coast on one of those upper foo-foo colleges. And she got raped by a bunch of these lacrosse college players, and they basically got away with it. And she has to live with this shame. There was a teenage girl that was raped by some teenage football players a couple of years ago that I remember. And they took pictures of her while they were doing this act of this violence towards her and put it on the internet.
You sure did. You're so correct.
And they got very small sentences for it. So we still live very much in a society where we say one thing but we do another, and that's what we've got to try and change. And when we've got cases like this where you've got somebody who is so well known, I mean, CeeLo isn't just a singer, and he's not just a judge. He also does a lot of record producing. I mean, this guy is really big in the industry. So if we can take somebody out of the public eye and take them off their tier of hero worship that people give them and say, okay, here's an example, this is something that we have to learn from, then hopefully these things will change. And as a culture and a society, we can get past this and become better and realize, no, we will not accept this. We will stand up and say, don't do this. Because, I mean, as somebody I'm early 40s, and I know so many men and women both who have been affected by this, either themselves or by people around them, family members or friends.
Yep, family or friend. Yes, sir.
It's such an epidemic, and it's so insane that we should not allow this in our culture anymore, but it still happens. And so we need to be able to look at these things. And I'm very much a psychological therapy kind of person. I want to go, okay, what's the root? I want to get this taken care of and getting rid of this. But, and on the opposite side, I'm like, jerk face, idiot.
Oh, yeah. I had to catch myself. I was
cursing lots of bad words.
Well, I'll say it. The first thing I said on my page was CeeLo Green could kiss my entire black ass and anybody that looks like CeeLo Green. And I meant that when I said it because I was angry that he could be so stupid and be in an industry that you got roadies, you got women throwing yourself, you know, all kind of stuff is coming at you, and yet you think you did nothing wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Please. Accept responsibility for your actions, sir. You're wrong.
Yeah.
There's no ins, ands, or buts about it. It's called control and power over someone that cannot defend themselves at that time. That's wrong.
Well, and if I can bring another story in as kind of an example, we have Justin Bieber right now who over the weekend got arrested in Canada where he was vacationing with, what's her name, Selena. What's her
name?
They're
back together. Selena Gomez.
Yeah, the Walt Disney girl. He got in a car accident with somebody and then got out of his vehicle and started a physical violent fight with the person who was driving the car that he crashed into. And he got arrested, and they took pictures of him, and it was all over, like, Perez Hilton's page and all that kind of stuff. But here he is, and he has not learned from any of the altercations that he's been going through over, like, what, since he got his driver's license? And he's 20 now? This kid is not going
Florida
to work.
Told him he can't come back there.
Yeah, the Florida incident, it happened like two or three times in California. And if you don't have good parenting and you don't have the right people around you, if you're famous, your image that's out there is basically selfish and ego-driven. And folks like this really need to take a good look at themselves and have somebody step in and say, okay, this is not right. We need to do some change. A good example of somebody that got their life turned around, Britney Spears. Because we all know once she started shaving her head in public and bashing cars with a umbrella, that was kind of crazy act. And then her family members stepped in, her dad stepped in, they took control of her bank accounts, and they got her some therapy and sat her down and said, you got two kids you got to take care of, got to get you back into the music scene again, and you really need some help. And it changed her around. I mean, she's not anywhere near where she was at the beginning, but she's really gotten herself back together. Hopefully Justin can do that. Otherwise, he can stay in Canada and we don't need to see him again. And CeeLo's at the age that he should have known better, but
39.
I think it's going to take longer for him.
Well, you made a very good point, Maxwell, when you said the people around you. Because whoever told him, hey, it's no big thing, get her drunk, lay her out, have sex with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of saying, hey, man, don't do that. You know, where were the people that had some integrity around him? You know, go ahead, babe.
I believe their integrity was bought off by very large piles of money.
Evidently, or apparently, as they say.
Yeah.
Because you just don't go for the okey-doke. Well, yeah, because I was just thinking about Michael Jackson, where somebody should have stepped up and said, no, we're not doing this. You're not doing that to your body. We're not going there. You know, but people don't, like you say, money, you know. Money talks and BS walks, but this is not BS. This is where you stand up. There's not enough money for anybody, male or female, to be raped, that you shouldn't be accountable for your actions. And go to jail. You know what I mean? Don't just get. But so many of them, Maxwell, are just, they're walking away. The courts are not doing anything. They say, oh, it's hard to prove rape. I don't think it's hard to prove rape. I mean, I realize there's some women, but it's probably like maybe 2 or 3% that lie. Maybe they're teenagers or young women in college. They don't want to be embarrassed, or maybe they came up pregnant and they want to have an abortion. They don't want anybody to know. But very few. But the majority, I would say at least 80% of the female and the males in this country, when they report rape, they were raped. It wasn't some making up a story or a lie to cover yourself. No, you were raped. Plus, you can look at the person's behavior. Rape changes people. From whatever they were before, they're not like that anymore.
No.
Because, you know, now you have a scar on your mind, on your soul, your being, you know, that you're trying to work through. And I like, too, Maxwell, let's also discuss this, where you're saying the young lady to get help. That is so important. It really is, to get help. Besides having, you know, a support, your support mechanism around you, but get help, whether it's a counselor or group therapy, psychiatrist, whatever, but get help, because you can't deal with this by yourself. Nobody can. And if they tell you, where people say, oh, it's okay, you'll get over it, you know, you'll work through it, you're strong, bullshit. That's something you don't get over. It stays with you till the day you die. You just hope that you are never put in that position again for something like that to occur. But once it's happened, you know, I had a client the other night. She mentioned it. She told me she had been crying for 9 years before she came out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, it's very important. All you women, women that are listening to the show as well as the men, please go get therapy. And, in fact, if you got a support group and maybe you don't know who to call, ask them to help you. You know, maybe make some phone calls or get some references or something and bring them back to you and help you. But you need help. And, God, don't go by through this by yourself, not just because you're going to a psychiatrist, psychologist, whoever. Have somebody to stand next to you, too, because you need that, because there's going to be times that as you go through these therapy sessions, what have you, that you wish you had somebody to bounce off. You know, how you feel. Maybe you come out the session and you're like, well, fuck this. I'm not going to even take this any further. Just forget it. You know, I'll just live with it. No. There's got to be somebody to tell you, hey, I'm here with you. We're going to go through this together. You know, I can't feel what you feel, but I'm there for you. And we want you to do this because it will help. And it does. It does. It does help, but you need it. And there's so many people, so many that don't do it. You know what I mean? Because they're ashamed. Or they feel guilty, or they feel like, well, it was their fault. God, no, it's not your fault. Anytime somebody takes power and control over you, it is not your fault. You're innocent, and believe
and
that, please.
One of the key things that they want to do is make you feel that way, that they want to make you feel that you are worthless. And because you are worthless, then they have the right to do what they did to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So if I can jump subjects for a second.
Sure.
I just wanted to say real quick, we had the update today from Melissa Rivers, Joan Rivers' daughter, that she has been taken home. She is on bed rest. She's still in very fragile condition, but she's getting better because she was in critical condition during the weekend after the throat surgery debacle. Reported that Joan Rivers' family is looking at possibly suing the clinic where she was getting the throat surgery taken care of originally in New York City. So that may come to rise. But with the strength that Joan has, that we all know, we've seen her go through everything, through her husband's suicide and everything that she's done. If you saw her on The Apprentice and she just blew the head off that poker player woman, which I think was probably one of the best things on television, she's getting better. Melissa has said that she is aware of the support and the love that all of her fans have given her, which makes a big difference when you're sick and something happens and you got family and friends saying, love you and we're here for you. When you've got a support system like all of her friends and family, because myself as a teenager and as a kid, I had one of her comedy albums. I had that thing memorized. I would go to like the local bank with my mom and I would just quote that thing like crazy. They all thought I was weird, but I didn't care. So she is getting better. Things are looking up for her. So that's a good positive note for the show.
Yes. Thank you. That is so good. And another one, a little bit different than the entertainment, is they have found an Ebola cure, folks.
Yes,
to be honest with you,
that.
I think they always did have it, but for some reason now it's out. They have the cure. Now it's just a matter of getting enough of it as they go to Africa and try and save as many of those children. I don't know how many of the adults they can save, but possibly save a lot of those children so they don't lose too many generations of their families, you know, from this.
Yeah.
So that's another good thing. I was glad to hear about that.
Yeah, I saw that on the BBC's news website a couple days ago, and I was just like, oh, my God, this is going to be so amazing. And the fact that they were able to do it so quickly, because I think there's not so much of a stigma as, like, when AIDS first came out and people didn't want to find a cure, that sort of thing. With Ebola, it doesn't matter who you are, it will come after you. And it was going crazy. So I think because of that, people were, like, on the ball, and they were already kind of working on stuff. And so when it became an outbreak like this in Africa, then it was there. And we're all thrilled, right?
Yes, for sure, because it almost, when I was looking at it on the continent, it's almost taken over, like, a city of Seattle, not so much as big as our population is, but a wide area of folks.
Yeah, that's several counties worth of space.
Yes,
but,
yes.
So I've got to leave you and your fans.
Okay, thank you.
I love talking with you, and I love being on your show, and I just want to give a shout-out for myself because I'm kind of self-centered person like that. I will be doing my next episode on the 13th Saturday, Dare to be Different, or Proud to be Different, sorry, Proud to be Different. It'll be on at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I will be interviewing a childhood friend of mine, and it will be subject of minorities in a minority, because he is Native American as well as being a gay man. And so it's the subject matter of how he has lived his life as not only dealing with being a Native American in America, which is not all that friendly to the indigenous folk, but then also being a minority as a gay man in both an American setting and the Native American culture.
Yeah,
so
that's going to be real interesting.
Yeah. And I'll be promoting that so everybody will see, and hopefully you guys can tune in, and I'm excited to listen to the rest of this show. So you have yourself some fun, okay, kiddo?
Okay, and thank you so much, Maxwell, for joining me today. Now, remember, folks, mark your calendar. It's next Saturday, the 13th, at 9 p.m. on the Essence of Success Radio Network, and Maxwell's show is Proud to be Different, so be sure and tune in. We had a ball on this first one, but this one is definitely going to be very interesting and very good. And I thank you, Maxwell, for joining me today. You're a sweetheart,
honey.
Not
a problem, girl. I love you, and I love all your fans, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, area code 319, you're on the line with Linus on in the studio. Who's this?
Carolyn.
Linus. Hi, Carolyn, how you doing? Is this Carolyn Pendleton Gardner?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, it is.
Carolyn, I hope you're enjoying the show. Stay on. I'm fixing to do about the horoscopes real quick here. Before I go off. So stay with me. All right, girl, one moment. Okay, September horoscopes for 2014. You know, I do these every month. So for this month, all 12 horoscope signs this month, only two things will be consistent: endings and new beginnings. Endings, you will no longer be subject to limitation, anger, frustration, or emotional pressure. Your new beginnings is that everything on every level is going to be transformed into something else, and you will find yourself moving in a completely different direction. This will be a vast improvement. So the outcome for this month is the right ideas or actions will be provided, but it will take special effort or concentration on your part to use them to your advantage. Many unforeseen or unexpected events are going to come up, but these elements will chemicalize, neutralize, or transform situations, all with a positive end in view. What you're experiencing is a clash between the old and the new, a chemical reaction in mind, body, and affairs caused by a reaction to a new action. There is nothing to fear. It's part of the process, and without it, change could not occur. Work on yourself. Be afraid to air your fears or let your demons surface. Confront them head on, and if you need verification or more understanding, ask for it. Now, for more in-depth readings, you can contact Linus at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. At the top of the page, you'll see intuitive reading. Click on that, and I do readings from 30 minutes to an hour, whatever that you, you know, whatever that you desire. But I do, and I will tell you, I am really good as a psychic. I do past lives. I tell you who your angels are. I will bring in your loved ones that have passed over and allow them to use my body to talk to you. And then I just, you know, do regular readings if you ask me a question. My psychic reading show is every Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And it's from 3 to 4:30. Every ninth caller receives 1 hour free reading from me, which is a $60 value. So, and I request this, I always say one question per caller. I know y'all get caught up and it be getting good to you. It gets good to me too sometimes because the manager, Miss Nina, has to rein me in and, you know, head to the next caller. So I just want to let you know that. And let's see, I want to touch on this story because it's also referencing to the CeeLo Green about the rape. So I'll just talk about it just for a few minutes. At least 1,400 children were sexually exploited in one English town. How could this possibly happen? Oh, as the New York Times reported Monday, between 1997, y'all, and 2013, in the northern English town of Rotherham, at least 1,400 children, some as young as 11 years old, were groomed for sexual exploitation while the authorities looked the other way. Ain't that a bitch? The findings of an independent inquiry into child exploitation, and Rotherham released last week declared, this is what the police said, it is hard to describe the appalling nature of the abuse that child victims suffered. They were raped by multiple perpetrators, trafficked to other towns and cities in the north of England, abducted, beaten, and intimidated. There were examples of children who had been doused in petrol and threatened with being set alight on fire, y'all, threatened with guns, made to witness brutality, violent rapes, and threatened they would be next if they told anyone. Girls as young as 11 were raped by large numbers of male perpetrators. The advertisement, these appalling acts occurring on an unimaginable scale, went on for 16 years. Can you believe that? I'm pissed at CeeLo, but damn. 16 years this went on, and the police and nobody did nothing, the council. The notes continue to this day. How could this possibly happen? The most obvious issue is that law enforcement made little effort to address the problem. The report notes that police gave no priority to child sexual exploitation regarding many child victims with contempt and failing to act on their abuse as a crime. It chronicles in mind-numbing detail the various investigation and task forces that achieved nothing. Indeed, the scope of the abuse, 1,400 children, represents 0.5% of Rotherham's population, seems to have brought a kind of impunity. An earlier report on the grooming ring was effectively suppressed because some senior officers, police officers now, y'all, disbelieved the data it contained. If you want to get away with rape, raping hundreds of children, it is apparently a good way to do so. Because most of the victims were white and most of the predators were from what is known in Britain as the Pakistani heritage community, there may also be a racial dimension to why more wasn't done to stop the abuse. Secretary Theresa May told Parliament that institutionalized political correctness contributed to authorities turning a blind eye, though, as the Guardian newspaper High Mirror pointed out, given the overrepresentation of people of color in British courts and prison, it would be a first if racial considerations were suddenly protecting criminals from prosecution. Ethnicity is a factor, but there is also a shared assumption beneath the police inaction and the council workers' negligence of all them deem the girls worthless, which is kind of what Maxwell and I were talking about earlier, where they feel like, well, you know, they're worthless, they don't mean anything. The police describe them as undesirables, while knowing they were indeed desired by both Pakistani and white men for sex. They were never seen as children at all, but as somehow unrapable, capable of consensual sex with five men at the age of 11. I'm not going to read anymore because you know what? It's starting to piss me off like that CeeLo. Like that CeeLo story, and I'm sorry to say that, but it just angers me that men think so little of women, you know, that you can just do something to us and think that, well, it's okay, there's nothing going to happen about it or nothing's going to be done. And in some cases, like I say, I still see that today where it's hard for some women or even young girls to come forward and report it because nothing's going to be done. They feel that way. And honestly, I can understand that. So, you know, but still report it, report it, report it. Even if they get away, report it. I believe in God. I walk by faith, not by sight. Even though you want to do something, that God will get them. And I feel like if God whoop your ass, can't nobody whip your ass like God can. So hopefully one day that will happen to them. A gentleman I knew, they retired from the military, told me once, he says, you know what, Linus? Everybody gets paid, good or bad. Everybody gets paid. Okay, real quick, weekly horoscope as far as this week, from Saturday. Please read this and help and understand. I have this on my page. Many planets are harshly aspecting each other, and the stronger ones seem to dominate now as if they were on attack. You may go on the offense this week, or you may find yourself under siege and have to defend your position, your values, or your reputation. Deception does prevail. I was going to say my friend Tony Sanchez had something on his Facebook page about this young girl, supposedly her child is missing. Yeah, there was no tears. But anyway, I said what I had to say, what I felt psychically about it. She killed that baby. But anyway, deception prevails when the Sun and Mercury in Virgo being opposed by Neptune in Pisces. A calm, cool, logical voice may furnish a correct solution to a dilemma, but a poor me sob story could grab the headline. Even if it is fake. Hello, somebody. If you hear a sad or heart-wrenching tale, be sure to ask for the facts or proof of it. Or you could become the victim of a fraudulent swindle. You know, where they're like, oh, we're taking up a collection for this and that for this person because this has, yeah, check it out. All right, or as R. Kelly's ex-wife, Andrew, would say, read your email, girl. An abrupt change could cause a broken partnership or contract. Hurt feelings would not heal at this time, leading to a permanent split. So I want y'all to think about this. Greed, jealousy, and revenge may annihilate any chance for peace. Darkness is trying to dominate the light, y'all, but it can't be done. Power plays won't work, but they may be repeated again and again like a broken record that can't end because it's stuck in a groove that is really just a deep rut or hole. The good things in life may take a beating under attack, but they are intrinsically noble, so they will endure. A relentless attack does not produce a victory. Okay. Now, what else can I? Oh, I think I just covered everything, didn't I? Oh, quick sports thing. Mike Sams is with the Dallas Cowboys now. So, and I think that on Saturday, Dave and I and Gio and Sam will be discussing that. Oh yeah. Also, let me say Saturday morning, well, for me it's 9 o'clock, it's 12 o'clock Dave's time. Dave the Rave, he's a friend of mine on Spreakers.com, and he has shows during the week, Dave the Rave, the Razor Blade Express. In fact, he was on tonight earlier, and he'll be on Thursday night as the Triple Effect, Friday night as Triple Effect, and also Saturday, these are all at night. They have a young lady now that's on with them at night. Normally, it would be Brenda White. I understand Brenda's in the transition of moving to Arkansas. So I guess after she gets moved and get everything settled, she'll be back. So look forward to that. But anyway, do check in Saturday, 12 o'clock on the East Coast on Dave's show, and it's Sports Something. I'm sorry I don't have the correct name. But if you check with him on a show Thursday and Friday, I'm sure he'll mention it. So it's really good. And, of course, you know, I'll be back Friday for Friday Traffic Jam. And I tell you, I don't even have a theme this week. Last week I did Sam Smith, the British sensational singer. So I don't know what I'm going to do this week. It might be something fast I'll do in the show. It's beginning of September. The kids are back. Parents are pulling their hair out once again. So maybe I'll do something to kind of lift the parents, lift their spirits so they can kind of dance around the house and laugh and smile. So I'm sure it'll be uplifting. And let's see, and I think that's it. Oh, as far as the kids going back to school, I know all you parents will tell them. In fact, I'm going to post something too, to be safe. I know they're teaching the kids stranger danger, but it would be good too to give your child a code word so nobody can go to the school and pick your child up. If the code word is the dog Snoopy, and they say, "Oh, it's Marianne told me to pick you up." No. You just stay right there in that school till your mama or your daddy come pick you up. And when you leave from school, wait for your parents. If they're picking you up, or if you're walking home, go straight home. Don't mess around, because in today's world, so much is happening. Lord knows so much is happening, kids. Your parents will be worried. And also, if you're a teenager and listening to the show, bullying is bad in school for girls and boys. And what I tell you, if you're being, you know, I know school just started, but if you start going through being bullied in school, please tell your parents. Let your mom or your dad know what's going on, because they're going to see a change in your behavior, and I don't want you to be getting your butt whooped because they don't understand what's going on because you're not communicating. So if you're having problems in school, please let your parents know, or your guardian or your grandparents who's ever raising you. And that helps a whole lot, definitely helps them, because believe me, they love you, and they're going to stand up and fight to the bitter end for you. So those two things for the younger ones, do like your parents say, wait on your parents, or, you know, get home right away from school unless you have an after-school activity, which I'm sure your parents make arrangements to get you picked up. And the older ones, junior high and teenagers, the bullying, let somebody know. Also, I'm speaking to let your parents know, but please let your teachers know or your counselors. Somebody's going to listen and stand up for you, believe me. But you got to let them know. Don't hold it to yourself. Don't worry about peer pressure. It's your parents that's putting food in your mouth, right? Clothes on your back, right? Getting you to school back and forth. So let mama and daddy know either way, whether you're a single parent or you've got both parents at home. It's very important. Okay, well, enough of that. I'm going to close the show out, and I want to tell my girlfriend, Carolyn Pendleton Gardner, otherwise known as CBG. I thank her so much for joining me today. And I also thank Maxwell, also another radio personality on the Essence of Success radio network. And we're so glad for him to join. And also, I'm going to give you a quick little surprise. Later in this month, Walter Dubai, which I know Carolyn knows who that is, he will be on my network on Mondays doing old school jazz and old school blues. How about that? So that's a little bit later in the month, so I'll be bringing it up here and there to let y'all know. So I thank you, everybody, for joining me today. It has been a pleasure and an honor, and I enjoyed our discussion. And as we stated about rape, it's a very serious thing. Tell somebody. Tell somebody and get help because you're going to need it. Even if you say, no, it's okay. No, it's not okay. I'll be all right. No, you're not. You need to have some type of counseling or therapy. So just think about that. I mean, some of us are old and it happened maybe when you were young or, you know, father, uncle, whatever, but you still need counseling at this day because believe it or not, your behavior has changed from that point on, whether they took your childhood away or your teenage, or maybe you were a grown adult woman. But you've changed from that point on. So make sure you get some therapy and be cautious in your lifestyle. And when you're out, watch what you're drinking. Hey, if you walk away from that table to dance, don't go back to that drink. If you walk away and go to the bathroom, don't go by that. Go back to that drink. Buy you a new one, okay, because you don't know what's in it. Unless you had a girlfriend or a guy or somebody sitting there watching it, don't go back to that drink. All right, y'all, I'm through. Go ahead, Carolyn. Did you want to say something before I went out, girl? I'm sorry.
Coughing. Excuse me.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show today.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Okay, good. I hope it was informative and Lord knows, help somebody. So anyway, okay, y'all, well, I am going to close out the show now, and I thank you, everybody, who was here today. God bless you, and I hope that you have a safe week in the lives, and I hope your children have a good week.